This is Cam Kelly of BFBS, the Forces Station, joined right now by two stars of the TV series Trigger Point in the form of Manav Thiara and Natalie Simpson. Can you give me anything about the plot at all?
Well, I would say for anyone who's watched season three, in terms of Lana Washington, Vicky's character, she was struggling quite a bit in season three, and she was struggling with PTSD. She was leaning heavily on painkillers. And so I think we see that the continuation of that story of her trying to deal with the after effects of that and trying to come to terms with the job that she's dealing with, the amount of people that she's lost, and whether or not she can basically cope with it and if she can carry on in the way that she's been going. In terms of the rest of our characters, I think that you'll see us grow in different ways. And there have been some big changes, I think, in the time between season three and season four. And I think that's all that I can say.
Trigger Point has an amazing kind of knack of making every season upon season bigger and better and more explosive. But this one is an interesting one in terms of the character dynamics, because, well, I suppose all is not quite what it seems.
I think you can say that. And because our characters are best, well, we're sort of playing it as if we're really close, and we are. The characters are very close, and I think that gets really challenged in season four. And I think we are put under quite a lot of stress and strain. And so it's interesting to see the change that happens between us two.
I wish I'd prefixed my question with no spoiler alerts, because because the other day they said we're going to get the cast of Trigger Point. And you know, when you go to yourself, that's the show I've been meaning to watch for ages. So now I find myself halfway through season one and I already know what's happening in season three. At least my response was better, because one of the guys in the office, when they said, we're getting the cast of Trigger Point, he went, is that the one with the big coins that go down?
Tipping Point.
We were like, no, that's Tipping Point. But if we did combine the two, that would be some high-octane TV if the coin went to drop on a detonator somewhere.
And then exploded,
Yeah, exactly.
Special,
do you know, it's one of those shows that I got into and I couldn't stop, which is a problem because of the hours that I do. I like to be in bed by 8 o'clock. Well, so I'm still sat there at 10 o'clock at night because I'm going, well, just one more, just one more. It's absolutely fantastic. Did you do much training with actual bomb disposal squads? Did you spend much time with them?
Well, so not with bomb disposal, but I did interview quite a lot of detectives, actually. And
we had them come to set as well.
We had, we've got an amazing on-set, like, consultants.
Yeah, we do,
But I always like to do a little bit of, like, personal,
independent
research.
Yeah.
So I spoke to some detectives and kind of police inspectors just to kind of get a vibe of what they're, I suppose, like, inner lives are like as well, you know, because you can see what the job is, but the toll that it takes on them personally, it's also, you know, they're amazing, these people.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I mean, how did that affect you, actually hearing the truths and knowing what they do actually go through on a day-to-day basis? But I'm assuming, because Manav, you were in line of duty as well, I'm assuming you probably spoke to some people in the force around then as well about their experiences. So was it old hat, or was there new stuff coming through that you just weren't aware of?
It's always different, because you're always, you kind of need different things for different parts. So for line of duty, he was much more junior, Vihan was, and he was kind of was speaking to people closer to, like, more administerial kind of stuff. And then in Trigger Point, Amar Batra is a lot higher up the food chain, essentially.
Yeah.
And the job is a lot more stressful and takes an immense personal toll. And so it is actually, I mean, it's incredible to hear these guys. I'm acting it. It's fine. These people are going through this and they're amazing, and they're always so generous with their time. And it's always funny, because whenever I speak to anyone who works in the forces, they're just so keen to make sure that their experience is translated right. Because one guy told me, was like, whenever I watch a show on TV, like a police show, procedural show, the offices are always way tidier than they ever are in real life. So could you tell the set designers to sort that out, please? So I would get notes from them to take back to set as well.
Actors of a certain caliber to land this kind of TV show obviously have to put a certain amount of themselves into each character. Do you find yourself mentally exhausted at the end of a particularly heavy day shooting? And do you find ever that you, I don't know if you sort of carry some of your characters pressure or stress on your shoulders? Or do you go home and go, whatever?
Honestly, I think it's that. Well, acting for me is the easiest part of my life, I think, which is why I want to be, I am an actor. I've made it. the best thing is, for example, this role that I have to do, she's a lot more confident, I guess, especially in seasons 3 and 4. She's just a lot more direct. And I think it's really freeing for me as someone who in my real life, maybe lean more towards a little bit more of the anxious side or whatever. It's nice to be able to let go of all of that stuff and just to be completely someone else. And so actually that's the really fun part, that's the freeing part. I don't find that necessarily too challenging. The only thing that's possibly challenging is like the long hours on set, you know. And I think there are so many people around you and speaking to so many people, that can get overwhelming or overstimulating or whatever. And so maybe at the end of the day I'll always get into the bath after a long day on set and just like, but it's not necessarily from the work, it's I think just being around so many people. But yeah, the work I think is easy.
No, because I seen this thing with Jamie Foxx once, and he was going on about how, I think on the set of Django Unchained, Leonardo DiCaprio was just full on and he would be exhausted at the end of each day. Mm-hmm. I think Jamie Foxx said the actual best actor in that film was Samuel L. Jackson, because he'd do the scene, put so much in, as soon as they said cut, he was just like back to himself again and just absolutely. Like, well, hey, what are we doing?
And that is what I'm trying to get to. There are days on Trigger Point where you'll be doing briefings after briefings after briefings, mm-hmm. you know,
okay,
after big kind of explosions or after big events where the police force, our characters, have to like debrief everyone or they're on a case, and there are lots and lots and lots of acronyms and lots and lots and lots of kind of big speeches about things that make very little sense to me.
So
kind of going home and having to prep that for the next day, that's where the kind of mental work comes in.
I know what you mean, and yes, it's not easy. I think maybe what I mean is emotionally it's a lot easier than I think the rest of life, because life can be hard. And I think it's like the relief, you know, of doing the acting. But yeah, there's a lot to learn, a lot of jargon to learn. And there's a lot of pressure as well. You know, you have very small window to be able to deliver exactly what people need. And there are so many people around you that are relying on you not messing it up, because then they have to reset everything they've done, all the work they've done. So you carry not just your work, but everyone else's work on your back, because you're the visual representation of everyone's work. So that's a lot of pressure.
But being the kind of people that you are, so I think we're suggesting that you sort of like Natalie, you take it a little bit easier, you can switch off a little easier at the end of the day. Maybe Marnov, it takes you a little bit more time to switch off. But do you then, when a new actor comes on set, do you sort of roll your eyes if it's one of them who takes themselves way too seriously? is it like, oh, like the kind of person who puts a question at the end of a Teams meeting when you're already set to switch off?
You know what the honest answer probably is yes, but I have to say they're very rare on this show.
On this show, I don't think there have been any on this show.
I think Vicky cultivates a really brilliant atmosphere for that. There'll be no extra questions at the end of the Teams meeting.
No, and also we are all cracking up, genuinely all cracking up between takes. But then I think it helps. I definitely think it helps, because when you're doing a really serious scene, I find that it helps if I'm really silly and loud and whatever off set, then it helps me feel like my emotions are ready to be freed on set. But if I feel like I take myself really seriously and I go into a corner, all I'm doing is bottlenecking myself or whatever, and I just feel really choked, and so I'm not emotionally free. So I genuinely do think that method acting, I guess it has its place, but I do think that the more easygoing you treat yourself and your life while you're on set, the more easy the work will sort of pour out.
Essentially the production will move on a lot smoother if everybody gets on and there isn't like someone who's just in their absolute own world. I guess the lack of chemistry also translates on screen as well
I think it does. And you know, sometimes you'll watch things and you'll go, that's an amazing performance, but that's an amazing solo performance. Sometimes you watch, and I think I'll watch an actor and go, that was really brilliant, but were they in the same film or show as everyone else? Sometimes I don't, you don't know.
I think everyone has their own ways of getting into the stuff, right? And everything is some of the topics are quite challenging on Trigger Point.
It's very true.
They have to come in for a day or two and be like, you know,
tied up to a bomb.
Exactly. That kind of stuff. And that's difficult. And if everyone is laughing and joking because we're on set, I do have a lot of respect for the, I suppose, courage to just be like, listen, lads, I'm going to sit over there and I'm not going to crack loads of jokes. I'm just going to be in my own world for a bit so I can do my job. I think when it comes, when it breaks into the, can everyone please be quiet because I need to get into my part, I think that's when it can become kind of unbearable. But I think, you know, it's horses for courses, really.
But I know what you mean, though, because you do respect it. If you do see someone that's sort of in their own world, you're not going to be, you're going to go, okay, yeah. And also, if you see the context of what they have to do, maybe there's someone who's playing a really horrible, evil character, and they just need to be able to get into it, because it can be quite hard making that jump from, like, having a joke, talking about whatever, and then suddenly you're an evil mastermind.
Yeah.
So you do appreciate that it can be challenging, yeah.
Trigger Point season 4 starts later on this week. Will there, I mean, at this stage, do we know if there's going to be a season 5?
We don't know.
Never say never.
Never say never.
No, okay. All right. Well, as a born again convert to the way of the Trigger Point, I certainly hope that there is, because I know that I'm in for a treat. I've got 3.5 seasons to go, so that's great. Thank you both so much for taking time out to talk to us today.
Thank you
so much, Cam. Cheers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we wish you the best with everything. BFBS, the Forces Station.